The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
But let me tell you, there is no bigger beating than going as baggage. Have you done that yet, Cobra?
Man, I'm really glad you brought this up because I went to a wedding this past Saturday with the wife, and it was a Lake Highlands jerk-off session of the highest order. Everyone from her high school was there, and then the first words out of everybody's mouth was, "Are you going to the reunion in October?" Because she has her 10-year reunion starting in October.
Oh, my gosh.
And that thing was a precursor of what's to come, which was misery, man. It was this horrible, horrible wedding with no alcohol at the reception.
What?
Oh, Baptist.
Wow.
Exactly. Don't people realize that they owe it to you to get you drunk?
Not
you
the Baptist.
Their wedding?
Not the Baptist.
Hell, Mike, I got you drunk and gave you diarrhea at my wedding.
Well, you sure did.
Twofer, man.
Bastard.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Yeah.
Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
3, 2, and 1.
Minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Friday, and boy, what a day we have in front of us today. A great day, because we are going to be focusing in no small part on the game of arena football. Yes. Arena football, getting you ready for that Dallas Desperados season, which gets underway this weekend.
You know, they're bringing a lot of Desperados stuff out here, and I can't, they're going to bring a football, because they've redone their football, and I can't wait for you to see the new Arena League football.
Well, I look forward to seeing the new Arena League football. I look forward to touching the new Arena League football. I look forward to throwing the new Arena League.
We might go out for a few passes. I'll let you throw some passes to one of the Desperados wide receivers about here, Jason Shelley, Will Pettis, some of them.
They can't catch me, man.
They can't?
No.
Why not?
I throw too hard.
You think so?
Yep.
We'll test that out.
I'll tear out the webbing of their fingers. And of course, the Desperados radio color man is none other than the Hammer. An established authority on the game of arena football.
I wouldn't call it authority, but I've read up on it and studied as much as I can.
You know every player in the league, don't you?
No. I don't know every player on the Desperados.
Greg,
not yet. I will.
Come on.
I will by Sunday.
You know every player in the league.
Mm.
I know you do.
George does.
I'll bet you do, too.
You know, I was fired from my job at Desperados football.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, they fired me as halftime ringleader.
Why?
They wanted a hot girl.
Desperados wrangler?
Yeah, they wanted a hot girl instead.
Can you blame them?
No. No.
That might have been a smart move on their part.
So who'd they get, that girl that used to do the Mavericks thing with Chris Arnold? What was her name?
Christine Friedel? Or?
Yeah. No, I think she moved away. I think she popped out a youngin and moved away. Pretty sure.
That body went, and all of a sudden she had nothing.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big loss. Me out there, I know I was a huge draw.
Well, we'll see if the franchise stays in business.
I hope if they do fold after this year, that it's attributed to that.
They are not going to fold. I can promise you.
I'm just saying, Grego, look out, okay?
They're not going to fold.
Mike, do I have a point here?
Hey, there are a number of those Arena League teams that have gone out of business over the years, Grego.
They do, but not in Dallas. Look, they don't go out of business in a major market.
If it can happen to the New Orleans Knight, it can happen to the Desperados.
New Orleans, they have a new team this year.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, the New Orleans Voodoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's one thing about their arena league. They will have some unstable names.
Well, when Jerry Jr., is he on the team?
No, Jerry Sr. on the team.
Oh, what's Jerry Jr. doing?
He's the president.
Well, when he looks back this year at why they were 1-15 and why...
It's because you're not there?
Crowd support dwindled to an all-time low.
They will not go 1-15.
They can pinpoint
they will
firing
not go
me
1-15.
Is the reason.
Snake, Cora.
You know, I regret this because every appearance out there on the floor of the Reunion Arena,
American Airlines Center,
or wherever, is just another opportunity for us to get one side of the building going snake and the other going cobra.
Snake.
Which is something I'd really like to see happen there.
Cobra.
Cobra.
So is Big Bill Clay going to be out here?
You mean Will McClay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be out here. The new head coach.
Right.
He'll be out here.
Who else is going to be out here?
Fake Babe Ruth?
No, the fake Babe Ruth won't be out here. The commissioner.
Is he going to be at the first game?
I don't know. I don't think that's the featured NBC game.
I'm thinking a flagship market such as this, it's in his interest to attend.
He'll be at several games this year, I guarantee you, because he goes to games every single week.
You know, he, to me, looks more like Babe Ruth than almost any guy that I've ever seen looks like a celebrity. I mean, he is a ringer. It is Bob Stern was freaking out at the Super Bowl when he saw him.
Unbelievable. Looks just like him. And the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
We'll have him on this year.
And he's got those big, giant hands, like shaking a batch of bananas.
Well, he's 6'8".
Is he?
Yes.
He's a man of size.
He's huge. Former basketball player. Former collegiate basketball player at Pepperdine.
Well, this is going to be a big desperado day. They're all going to be out here.
What about the cheerleaders?
They don't have cheerleaders. They have dancers.
Yes, they will be out here. Dancers will be here.
I'm telling
players
you.
Players will be... Is this one over here? Okay.
I am not being biased on this. I'm being
totally
honest.
Were you shooting me four
honest.
Fingers or waving or telling me four dancers will be here? Or what were you doing there?
Better to get shot four fingers than one.
Right.
I guess.
I'm telling you, they have the best looking dancers of just about any pro team I've ever seen. That includes NFL.
They are hot.
NBA. They are unbelievable.
Better than the Mavericks dancers?
Yes. Not even close.
You know why?
You know what? I think they're
juggier.
I think the Desperado dancers are better than the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
They are. They're better looking.
There's no question they're better looking. No doubt.
Better
dancers.
Better than the Sidekicks kickers.
You may have me there, Ryan, because I've never seen them.
There might not be any such thing. I might have made that up.
But they are hot, and they're going to be out here, too. Great dancers.
Well, let us tell you what we have for you today in addition to Desperados talk. We will be having some of these guys on the air at various points. I believe we have wireless capability out here as well, do we not? In case we should desire to send the snake coursing out here through the aisles of Duke's original Roadhouse, which we should tell everybody is where we are, by the way. Duke's is located in Addison at Beltline and Midway. It is a wonderful place. We've been here many times before. We always have a fabulous time. It's a very popular place, and you should come out here to it. Let's see. I see up next we've got a follow-up on the dog story of yesterday.
Yeah.
We have the concert calendar at 6:30. At 6:10, I see we're going to fart around with Giorgio.
That'll be fun.
At 5:30, the Ranch Report with Mickey... Or will it? I thought he was on vacation today.
Next week.
Oh, next week? Okay. We're scheduled for a Ranch Report. E-News will be at 4:30 today, so there you go. There's a little outline about what's going to go on here on the presentation. And it is live at Duke's Original Roadhouse, and we would like it very much if you would come out here and check out the scene here today. And I guess we will begin with the dog story follow-up next. It is 3:29 on the ticket.